Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with my partner, Jim DeRogatis. And this week, we're going to explore literature's influence on music by sharing some of our favorite songs that pay tribute to books and authors.
We're kind of authors of books, Greg, so why not?
That is true.
That's later in the show, but first, we're going to review some new music.
That is a title track from Bob Mould's 13th solo album, Sunshine Rock. Bob Mould's been around for quite a while, Jim. He's one of icons from the 80s. Husker Du, one of the most influential bands of that decade, later on formed Sugar, has had 13 solo albums. This is his 13th solo album.
Wow.
Quite a prolific artist. I would say a new era of Bob Mould music began in 2012 with the album Silver Age. That's when he got into a power trio with the drummer John Worster from Superchunk. The great bassist Jason Narduzzi came together with Bob to record the Silver Age record in 2012, followed by Beauty and Ruin in 2014 and Patch the Sky in 2016. In many ways, sort of revived Bob Mould's career. Now we have Sunshine Rock, which continues the collaboration with Narduzzi and Worster. We're going to review the album in a second, but here's a track from it called I Fought from Bob Mould's Sunshine Rock on Sound Opinions.
That is I Fought by Bob Mould, album number 13 of his solo career. It's called Sunshine Rock. I want to pause on that for a second.
Mm.
Greg, did we ever think we would get... This is the man who gave us Black Sheets of Rain, and now he's giving us Sunshine Rock. Not only Sunshine Rock, Sunny Love Song, 30 Dozen Roses, Camp Sunshine. Bob's in a good mood.
The days I get to spend making music with my friends, always most
I want to make it clear. I never, and I know you try never, to give a pass to an artist just because we've essentially grown up with them. Mm. I mean, he's Uncle Bob, right? I was there when I was 15, 16 with Husker Du. Now, I've never just given him a pass because I will say this, and many Mould fans will hate me. I didn't like Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it failed. But Bob has been on a career high since Silver Age. And I think in particular, the last two albums, Beauty and Ruin is about the death of his father. Patch the Sky is about the death of his mom. And now he has emerged in a happier place. This is a self-conscious pop album in many ways. And by pop, I don't mean one-dimensional. I mean Kinks. The other Sun song I kept thinking of is like Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks. There's a sophisticated lyricism and melodicism. That doesn't have to be dark, that doesn't have to be simplistic. It's just Bob reminding us that, yeah, Husker Du, even in the earliest days, the nastiest hardcore punk days, covered Donovan, Sunshine Superman,
right.
Yet another Sun song.
Yeah.
I really like this album as part of the trilogy. Not quite as good as Silver Age, but better than the last two. And you know, I'm glad Uncle Bob's happy.
Well, it was a startling thing to see four uses of the word sun in the song titles.
You know, throughout.
You're looking down the album. And then even the album cover, those primary color lollipop colors that were on every Capitol record single of the 60s. And, you know, I think this is Bob Mould's version of a bubblegum record, which doesn't mean it sounds like the Archies, although there's some merit to that. Ramp up the Archies a little bit and you got the Ramones, right, in some ways?
Absolutely.
And I think he's always been a great melody writer. Here the melodies are a little bit more at the forefront. He hasn't dialed back on the guitar playing at all. Worcester and Narduzzi are still really pushing him hard, but the melodies are at the forefront. And also the sense of, I think if the previous records were about mourning, this is almost like about reconciliation. Mm-hmm. When you listen to a song like The Final Years, it's almost kind of wistful. He's looking back at the death of his parents and, you know, talking about the final years and sort of reconciling himself to that. On the song I Fought that we just played, I love that song. I almost feel like that's an homage in some ways to his late Husker Du songwriting partner, Grant Hart.
Yeah.
You're in my memory, you're in my history, you're in my everything, every time I sing along with you. Recognizing that, you know, the voices in his past, these are part of your history, and he's kind of acknowledging that and being emboldened by it. Where in maybe there was bitterness before, now there's almost a sense of, I've come this far because of you.
You can't underscore either that there was death around Husker Du. There was drug addiction, there was death from AIDS. I don't think Bob would have ever said he was going to live to be Uncle Bob, elder statesman of alternative. No, he's now indie rock 80s yielded to alternative rock, and now he's just Bob.
Sort of talking about adult wisdom sounds like, you know, you're making him sound like a has-been, but it's not at all. I think he's just acknowledging where he is in his life, and that's, I think, what we've always appreciated about his songwriting is he's very honest about who he is now. He's not living in the past. And the match and it goes on fire. Body and to go to Zoom. So they think you don't know. I'll say you know. Sure, I'll say you know. Sure,
that is a little bit of The Way It Goes. It's a track from the new third album, Greg, by Sneaks, Highway Hypnosis. Eva Mulchan of Washington, D.C., an extraordinary singer and songwriter. I don't know if anybody in the last 15, 20 years has done more with less. We are talking a lo-fi bed of bass, drum machine, maybe a little keyboard if she's feeling expansive, and this voice. I think it's a sort of natural extension of this minimalist idea of dance pop, trip hop, setting the mood with as few ingredients as possible. She made a pretty big splash in the indie underground with her debut album, 2016 Gymnastics, followed it up a year later with It's a Myth. Now we are getting from Eva Mulchan, a.k.a. Sneaks, album number 3, Highway Hypnosis. We're going to play a track, and then we're going to give our opinions. This is called Little Close from near the end of the album by Sneaks on Sound Opinions. Get a little close, can you 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 get a little closer? All I hear means what you say. Make it better every day.
That is Lil Close from Highway Hypnosis, the new record from Sneaks, her third album, Jim, by more than double longer than her debut album, which was all of 14 minutes. This is an extravagant 29 minutes.
This is
her triple album or
for
something.
For Eva, this is the equivalent of Tales from Topographic Oceans by Yes, Yes.
She has sort of broadened her horizons musically. She's working with a couple of producers, this rap producer Tony Seltzer and this fellow named Carlos Hernandez, who's playing around in the indie rock scene in New York. But still, that avant-garde sensibility combined with sort of a punk ethos, you know, these little oddball songs that are sung, that are some are rapped. There's hooks there, built on repetition, minimalism, as you as you mentioned.
Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her.
But I like the variety of the rhythmic feels that she brings to this. You know, there's sort of a reggae feel on one track. There's all these kind of like weird noisemakers that are providing rhythmic a rhythmic bed. There's even a song here that draws off of Chicago footwork. I'm thinking about Hong Kong to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, she's working in these variety of contexts. You know, before you can even start to hate a song, it's going to go. I mean, it's gone. It's on to the next one. So she kind of like, you know,
She almost cracks 3 minutes on one song.
I do admire the fact when she starts to stretch out and says, you know, because there are some good songs here in terms of, you know, more in a more traditional sense. And I would love to see more of her stretching out in that way. Not all of it works. There's a couple of songs in there. That song Ecstasy with that sort of nursery rhyme kind of melody and rhyme pattern doesn't do much for me. But I would say overall, the variety of the record really appeals to me. And the fact that she's taking avant-garde music and working it into a pop context is a really interesting idea. I still don't think we've heard the best album we're ever going to get from this young artist. But, you know, this is a good progression for her.
Yeah, see, I was really disappointed. And I was like a Sneaks super fan. I really love the first two records, and I feel she's lost her path on this one. It seems absurd to say of an album where many of the songs are, forget about 3 minutes, barely 2 minutes, that this feels bloated. It just seems repetitive to me, Greg, and I can listen on endless loop to Gymnastics and It's a Myth. I like to put them both together on a playlist, right? This one, I think she lost the plot a little bit. I'm eager to see where she goes next. You know, if you look at a career that I think is similar, Laurie Anderson, right?
Right.
Big Science really stands out, and nothing Laurie did ever sounded like that again. Some of what she did went interesting places, some didn't, right? But she kept moving. I think Eva might be stuck in a rut, which, you know, with all of like 1 hour of recorded music over three albums. I'm looking forward to the next. No way I'm not going to listen to whatever she gives us next. This one, though, is like number three after the other two.
Like I said, Jim, I see real growth here. I can understand your reservations. You were much bigger on those early records than I was. And this one, I feel, is like her best one yet. So
this is the one that got you, finally.
And you and I both, I wasn't really sure what you or I would make of this Bob Mould record, which is a change in direction, but we both came down on the side of liking it. And now we want to hear from you, the listeners. What's your opinion on the new solo record from Bob Mould? How about the new one from Sneaks, which we also just reviewed? Call 888-859-1800 to leave a message with your thoughts. When we come back, songs about writers. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
I dreaded sunny days, so I meet you at the cemetery gate.